Well, this morning I want to ask you about heroes. You guys heard of superheroes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and maybe you've heard, like, the hero of this story was somebody. Do all of you have a hero? Yeah? That's a pretty good hero. Yes? Pencil and paper is your hero? That's true. What does a hero look like? Like a hero man? Okay. Like what?
A hero could be anything, like the flag.
Well, you know, you're on to something there, because today we're actually going to be looking at what I call an unlikely hero. In fact, there's going to be two unlikely heroes in the story or in the sermon that we're going to talk about. These heroes actually they're prisoners of war. They're people who came from another country and had to settle in a brand new country that wasn't theirs. One of them was adopted by the other one. In fact, so she was an orphan. And they didn't really look a lot like heroes. They didn't have lightsabers. They didn't have a cape. They didn't have big muscles. But you know what? God used them to really do something terrific. In fact, God used them to help a whole bunch of people. And so the message today is all about the fact that you might not feel like you have the superpowers of a hero. You might not feel like your muscles are big enough, or you don't have a cape. You might have a pen and paper. But I want you to know that God might be able to use just someone like you to be a hero for somebody else and to help someone. Isn't that pretty good news? Think you can be a hero maybe someday? Yeah, I think you're right, that there's a lot of hero parents out there today. So why don't we pray for our parents? We'll pray for them. Yeah, I think you're right. Let's pray. God, thank you for these children, and thank you that they have great insight. Thank you for the heroes that are their parents. Thank you for the heroes that might be a friend to help them. Help each of these children trust you to be a hero for somebody else, to help someone, and to do something good. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Go back to your class.